Hi, amigas. Welcome back to another episode of the Daily Cafecito podcast. Hi, you guys. Happy Monday. I hope you guys are having such an amazing week so far, and I hope your weekend was amazing. I hope you've been doing good. I know I haven't talked to you guys in about 2 weeks now, you guys. If I were to tell you literally what happened to me on last week's podcast episode, I didn't hit record on my camera. I did record on my laptop, you guys, but the way that I have it set up, it was just super difficult for me to like get it out and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just take the L for this one and we'll just come back better than ever for another episode. So I have a very exciting episode for you guys. I know I say that every episode, but I truly feel like I always have an exciting episode because every time I talk to you guys through here, it's always about something super exciting and kind of like in the phase that I am in my life. And I love bringing you guys along for all of that. So grab your cafecito, girl, or if you're driving, go ahead and turn up the volume because we have a very juicy topic today. I was going to say a pretty juicy, but it's very juicy, you guys. I feel like I haven't done a podcast episode like this, or I haven't talked about things like this, but I feel like this is honestly something that is super, super important, especially for us girls and us women, because I feel like we're very delicate, you know, and delicate like in a good way, but we need to like really be taking care of ourselves in order for us to feel confident, feel sexy, and just have the life that we are all craving, you know? So because I have so many topics. I have so many points to touch on, you guys. I literally have a little notepad on my phone. So we have a lot to talk about. But today, basically, what we're going to talk about is how to feel confident, how to take care of your body, how to have better sex, you guys. Because when you feel good and you look good and you are just feeling on a very like high vibration internally, you guys, and physically, externally, I feel like your life just literally follows exactly the energy that you have, whether that's like in your work ethic, in your sex life, in your relationship, you guys. Everything that you do to take care of yourself internally and externally has a huge effect on your outside world. Actually, I'm going to give you guys this little tip or whatever you want to call it. I did my cycling class today, which if you guys don't follow me on TikTok and Instagram, you know that I have been loving cycling. Like that is like my new thing. And that's just like my form of self-love and kind of a new thing that I've just been, it's like a new hobby for me, right? And I feel like it's been helping me get out of my comfort zone. But one thing that I love about where I go, by the way, if you're in Vegas, you guys, you really need to try the ride. It's indoor cycling and it's in Las Vegas. But what I really love about going cycling there is the instructors. The instructors, I feel like, are just so motivating and so inspiring. Like just the way that they're like motivating you throughout the entire work class. I feel like it's amazing, you know? And a lot of the things that they do say really hit home for me. So this morning, it's crazy because I had already had this whole podcast topic planned. But it's kind of crazy because I feel like, I'm telling you, I feel like my energy is just so high, you guys, that I don't know. I have a very, very strong like intuition, and like that's why I listen to a lot of the signs that are always around me. And I feel like today I was just meant to do this self-care podcast episode. So when I was in my cycling class today, she said something that just really like, it really hit me, I guess, where it needed to hit. Si Latino, you guys, with what she said. So we're like working out, and I feel like I was already getting to a point where I was getting super tired. Like I was about to die out, but I also felt like I could have gave it so much more. You guys, there is a hummingbird outside of my window right now, and that is a huge sign for me. Oh my God. Anyways, I'm filming in a different setup, you guys. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please let me know which setup you guys enjoy, whether it's in my office, in my extra room, or in my kitchen. I just wanted to do something a little more like vibey, like if we're sitting here having cafecito together. Like, you know how like your mom back in the day, like she used to invite like your tia or her friends over, they would just be like chismeando at the table. That's the vibe that I wanted for this video. Anyways, back to what the instructor said. So I was on the bike or whatever, and I was over here like getting tired, but I also felt like I could have given it more. But it was my first time taking the class with this instructor, so I was trying to learn like her choreography and like kind of her routine and how she likes to do the class. So, but then she said something. She was like, how hard you're working right now through this workout is an indicator of how hard you're willing to work in your real life. Like basically saying, like, if you can take on this small task, this small 45 minute task, and give it your all and put all of your passion into it, you can do hard work and hard things outside of the class. Oh, I think that's how it went. If you could do hard things in this 45 minute class, you can do hard things everywhere, like in every aspect of your life. And that really hit home for me because I was like, damn, it's literally what I was talking about in my last podcast. I was talking about how to be intentional and how to put passion behind the things that you do, no matter what that is, you guys. It could be the smallest task. But if you can't put all of your passion and all of your intention and all of your hard work into the small task, that is not going to translate into your bigger tasks, aka your life. Like, your life is just never going to be how you want it because you're not even willing to work hard for the small tasks. You're not going to be willing to work hard for the bigger thing that you want, right? So anyways, so that also to me means taking care of my body internally and externally. I'm like, if I can start taking care of my body and handle these small tasks and incorporate these small daily habits, you guys, it literally makes your life flourish. And we are going to talk about all of that because I have been on such a big journey of taking care of myself internally and externally. Like, literally, I've been on top of my skincare, you guys, on top of taking care of my body. Like, every single night, I don't care how tired I am, I'm gonna wash my face, I'm gonna moisturize, I'm gonna make sure my body is moisturized, I'm gonna take care of Miss Girl down there. Like, every single thing, you guys, that I'm doing is to help me live a better quality life. And these are things, you guys, that don't cost that much money. Like, I feel like this is literally living a luxurious life, but on a budget, you know, because to me, luxury is not, it's not about money, right? It's about the feeling. It's like, for example, when you go into Louis Vuitton, right? How do you feel? You feel like the baddest bitch. You're like bougie as hell. Like, that's the brand, right? It's the feeling that it makes you feel when you go in there. It's not about the bag. It's not about, you know, what the little logo looks like. It's about the feeling that it creates inside of you. And that is exactly what it feels like when you're taking care of yourself, you guys. You feel a lot more luxurious. You feel sexier. You feel so much more confident if you take the time to take care of yourself. So I'm just going to go ahead and start going down the list, you guys. I feel like I talked a lot. Let me drink a little bit of my cafecito. We have coffee instead of water today. So yummy. Also, this cup is from Amazon. Again, if you're watching me on YouTube, you guys, the point of me putting my podcast on YouTube is if you're cleaning your house and you don't want to put it on your headphones or whatever, you can display me on your TV right here, girl. Y ponte a limpiar, okay? Because I literally love cleaning that way. I'll put on a podcast on the TV, like even La Plática. I love La Plática, and sometimes like I'll just turn it on and like I'll be cleaning. But anyways, just wanted to share that, a little disclaimer of the reason why my podcast is now on YouTube. So anyways, okay, so we're going to go ahead and start talking about vagina health because I feel like this is a very touchy subject, but I feel like not a lot of girls or not a lot of women like talk about it. And so it's crazy. I feel like with my mom, it was never like, we never had like a, and I don't know if like this is a Hispanic mom thing. Let me know if it is or if it isn't. But like with my mom, we never had like an actual like sit down conversation and like talked about like safe sex or taking care of your vagina. Like all of that, I feel like I had to learn in school through my friends. Like, don't get me wrong. If I ever had anything, I always brought it up to her and like we would talk about it. But it was never anything like formal where we would like sit down like, hey, we have to have this conversation about this. Like, I feel like in a way it was almost like just expected of me to already know like what to do, you know? And I feel like now that I'm about to be 26, I feel like I have learned a few tips and tricks along the way, you guys, of having a very healthy vagina, especially if you are someone who works out all of the time, which, you know, that could have a huge effect. If you are also eating like shit, I'm getting ahead of myself, but if you are eating like shit, you guys, all of that has a connection to the health of your vagina. But one of the big things that I really want to talk about, you guys, is cleansing, because I feel like this is also a very controversial, we're gonna leave it like that. It's a very controversial topic. I couldn't say it, but anyways, I've always seen like posts of girls like doing their little like self-care routine, and they always talk about how to just use water in your vagina, like you shouldn't be using soaps and stuff like that, which you shouldn't. You shouldn't be using like soaps that are like have perfume in them on your vagina, because that causes your pH balance to be off. And you guys, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a a gynecologist, none of that, you guys. This is just from personal research, personal experiences. So that is why I'm sharing it to you guys. I'm sharing with you guys what has worked for me. So one of the things that I like to do, I cannot go without cleansing, you guys. And I feel like that goes without being said. But I know that there's still girls out there that literally just use water. So I'm going to put you guys on. I have been using a foaming cleanser. It's the PhD brand from Target, you guys. And that one's my favorite. I've tried a couple different foaming cleansers. I have never used, I always use the one that's like top, like for the most sensitive skin, because I do not use any fragrance down there, because literally my girl is like so sensitive and she is just very delicate to perfumes, even on body wash, you guys. I try to use body wash that is not very like que tenga mucho perfume pues, because I feel like that also affects me, like even if it's like running down the shower or whatever, like I just try to stay away from things that have a lot of perfume, if that makes sense. Because I feel like even if I'm just using it on my body, like I don't want to risk it getting down there, because girl, is not the vibe, okay? So that foaming cleanser, it's called a PhD, and you can find it at Target. That's normally where I get it at. And I'm going to link any product, you guys, that I mentioned down below. This is not sponsored, by the way, at all. I'm just giving you guys my honest review and my honest opinion on things that I use. But I feel like I don't give you guys much like information in the description, and I definitely want to get better at that. So everything that I mentioned will be down in the description. So another thing, you guys, I actually just discovered this like a year ago. I am so sorry if you have known about this and you're probably like, girl, like where the fuck have you been? But I'm going to say this for my girls who are not aware, because I'm telling you, I was like literally so stupid about this. Like I would just use a foaming cleanser and that is it, right? Oh, and obviously like an exfoliant on top, because I do Brazilian waxing. And I always ask the girl like, okay, what is the best thing for my skin to be smooth? And she definitely recommends for me to like exfoliate like once a week, once or twice a week, you guys. You don't want to over exfoliate because it causes ingrowns. But anyways, it's the depository tablets. That PhD brand that I just mentioned also carries these tablets, you guys. These have been key for after your period. So you guys know, like after your period, your girl's like trying to get right back on balance. So sometimes things are like not right and they're not as like perfect as you would like them to be. So I highly, highly, highly recommend that you guys try these out, because these have literally been like the best investment. They're a little bit on the pricier side. I think they're like $20 for like a pack of, I know my cuerdo, I think it was like 6 to 8 around there. But those are really, really good, you guys, especially on days where you feel like your pH is just off. You pop one of those little pills down there like overnight, in the morning, shower, wash it off. And literally it's like your girl is like brand new. I love to use these after my period, because I feel like after your period, again, you're just like a little bit off balance. And these literally overnight, you guys, help you so much. And again, I'm going to have all of that linked in the description. So anyways, to kind of add a little bit to that, you guys, I do want to talk about gut health, because this is another journey that I've been on. I have been really trying to take care of my gut, not only for anxiety and stress and things like that, because we all know that our gut is like directly connected to our brain. And I actually listened to a podcast. It was the Ed Milet Show. If you guys don't listen to his podcast, you guys, I love it so much. And he actually interviewed a doctor who was talking about your gut health and how closely it is connected to brain health, you guys. And I never realized like how much of an impact your gut really has on how you feel and like how your body is going to be absorbing your nutrients and things like that. So I feel like this goes without being said, but obviously when you're eating healthy, you guys, your body is going to like, your body is going to be, it's going to change, right? It's going to be acting so much differently. I feel like you function so much differently. You feel so much better about yourself. It's so hard, especially being Hispanic, you guys, being Mexican, it is so fucking hard to eat healthy. But I feel like it's the hardest part, you guys, about anything is always starting or always just getting there. The hardest part is to just start. But I promise you, if you give yourself a week of just eating super clean, you guys, like very, very low oils, like no andas usando freaking like so much milk and like your coffee and things like that, just learn to really listen to your body and figure out how your body reacts to certain foods and how it doesn't react to certain foods. Because what goes into your gut, you guys, your gut is pretty much what helps absorb the nutrients in the foods that you are eating. So imagine if you're eating super healthy all the time, lots of greens, lots of fruit, it is able to absorb all of those nutrients through your gut, which then later your gut communicates to your brain. It's like, hey, this girl's been eating super healthy, like give her a good mood, like, you know what I mean? Like give her less stress, give her less anxiety. But if you're over here like eating hot Cheetos, like eating just super bad, you guys, your gut is going to communicate that to your brain and you're going to feel that externally. Not only that, you're going to feel that physically. Like you just feel so much slower. You feel like you can't perform as well. You guys, your vagina feels it, girl. Like literally half of the things you eat, you guys, your vagina always reacts to it. Like, why do you think people say to eat pineapple? Because the amount of nutrients that your gut is absorbing and throwing into your body has an effect on how your body responds to it. You know what I mean? So I feel like the better that you do with trying to eat healthier, the better that you're going to feel physically, you guys. And when you feel good physically, when you physically look good and you feel confident, you guys, that has, those go hand in hand, right? Feeling good internally and feeling good externally. I feel like feeling good externally is definitely more of like a short-term happiness, but feeling good internally is definitely more of a long-term happiness. But I feel like you cannot have one without the other. You need to be able to have a balance. You need to be able to feel good outside of yourself and also inside of yourself. And that also goes with me starting cycling, you guys, with me actually trying to get fit, eat healthier, drink a lot more water. I feel like, you guys, I have been feeling the best that I feel like I have ever felt. You guys, sex gets better because I feel it, the same thing, you know, that saying that goes like, when you look good, you feel good, you perform good. Not only does that mean you perform well at work, you perform well at home with your family, your friends, you guys, in your relationship, it has a huge effect. If you feel insecure about yourself, you're not feeling confident, you're not feeling sexy, you guys, all of that reflects how you're gonna have sex and how your sex life is gonna go. I guarantee. When I am feeling so disgusting, you guys, I always tell my man, I'm like, don't even like look at me. And if you could literally ask him, he's probably listening to me right now. But you guys, but you start feeling so insecure. And if you are taking care of yourself, if you are feeding yourself good things, you're taking care of your vagina, you guys, you're physically doing all of your self-care routine, I promise you, that translates into a way better sex life. So if you feel like your sex life is not doing good because you are insecure, girl, I need you to get it together and start building those super, super healthy habits. Okay, so let me go ahead and go on my list because I want to make sure that I do not miss anything, you guys. Okay, taking time to take care of yourself. That's something I really, really want to talk about because I feel like we always hear people talking about how you cannot take care of other people if you are not taking care of yourself. That is 100% true. I am definitely a people pleaser and I'm someone who loves to take care of other people. Not even love, you guys. I feel like my body, me naturally, like in my natural state, you guys, I am naturally inclined to take care of people. Like, why do you think I make this podcast? Because I love to help other people. But sometimes it has an effect on me because I am not taking care of myself before I am taking care of other people. In order for me to be able to successfully make this podcast, you guys, I have to be implementing all of these habits and all of these things into my personal life for me to even be able to translate it to you guys and repeat these things to you guys. Literally point period blank. I cannot say anything more on that topic because literally how you, I feel like sometimes you guys, the way that you treat people and the way that you react to certain things, again, yeah, the way that you react to people is a reflection of how well you take care of yourself. The more that you take care of yourself or the better that you take care of yourself, I feel like the better that you can treat other people. Why do you think that people say misery loves company? Because I guarantee people who are miserable, you guys, are not taking the time to take care of themselves. Not even not taking the time. They're not investing the time, you guys. It's not expensive to take care of yourself. Physically and mentally, like it's not expensive. And if you want to live that luxurious lifestyle, which I know many of us do, you guys, because I'm definitely someone who I love luxury. I love just feeling good, but not even luxury, guys, and just the material things, but like luxury in the quality of life. And in order for me to achieve that, I have to be able to take care of myself, right? And in order for me to be able to translate that to you guys or to my friends or to my family or the people that I am surrounded by, I have to work on it myself as well. Like I have to be able to take care of myself and other people are gonna see that. Like, have you ever, I don't know, hung out with like, say like a group of new people or gone to a party, and like there's just always a girl that's like so radiant. Like, you could just tell that they're so confident about themselves. Sometimes it may be fake, you guys, but I feel like it's so easy to distinguish real confidence and fake confidence, especially for me, because I have had both. I've been able to fake it till I make it, and I've been able to have actual real confidence. And my real confidence comes from taking care of myself and taking the time, you guys, to dedicate and invest time and a little bit of money into myself, into my workout, into my skincare, into my shower routine, you guys, using literally like the best lotions, making sure I have an actual routine, and I'm implementing that in order to help myself feel better, in order for everyone around me to feel better, and in order for me to be able to translate those emotions and that confidence into other people. You can always tell, you guys, when someone is not taking care of themselves by the way that they treat you. Again, because misery loves company. Misery loves to have other people around them. And if you are in that state, you guys, which there's nothing wrong with it, I feel like at some point or another, we've all been in a very low, low vibration and feeling just very self-conscious, very, you know, not so confident. It's okay, you guys, but don't stay there. Don't allow yourself to just sink into that emotion so much. Take the time, as hard as it is, you guys, if you are going through an episode of depression, I know how fucking hard it is to get up and take care of yourself. Trust me. Sometimes it's like, okay, I could be doing this or whatever, but it just feels better to be laying on the couch and watching TV. It may be hard, you guys, to start taking care of yourself, or it may be hard to get up from the fucking couch and just go into like wash my hair, take care of my skin. But the more that I do it, the more that I fall in love with it, because the more changes I see in who I am and how I react to things and like how I treat people and different things like that, you guys. Whew, I feel like that was a whirlwind. Let me drink a little bit more coffee because I think we have a few more topics to touch on. Let me see. Probiotics and prebiotics, you guys. Honestly, I don't have much experience with the prebiotics, but I do take probiotics every single day. So probiotics are pretty much like live bacteria in cultures, you guys, that are healthy for your gut. It's like that healthy bacteria. I don't know if all of my Latinas over here, if you guys have ever heard of that ballerina tea, girl, how it's supposed to clean out your gut and stuff like that. That shit is literally destroying your fucking gut, because it's not only is it taking away the bad bacteria, it's taking away the good bacteria. I feel like if you're an OG Mexican, you know what fucking ballerina tea I'm talking about, because I feel like at some point I heard every fucking Mexican mom talking about this tea that they sell right there at the 99, that they, it's supposed to clean you out, y que sabe que tanto, make you guys lose so much weight, make you guys, I don't know why I didn't mean to say that directly, pero según que it makes you lose so much weight or whatever, it's making you healthy. No, it's not, you guys, because our body, as much as it needs the good bacteria, it also needs the bad bacteria. And that is what probiotics is. It's that pretty much that healthy bacteria that lays in our gut, and it just helps things pretty much move so much better throughout your system, and it helps you with digestion. Guys, I cannot talk. And if you're doing well with digestion and all of that, you guys, again, it all reflects and it radiates throughout every single part of your body, which again, I feel like, okay, let me see if I can do this on the screen, you guys. I feel like this is a process. You take care of yourself mentally. You take care of yourself physically, right? Then that goes to you showing that and radiate that externally. You feel good about yourself. You feel confident. Everyone else around you, you guys, starts to feel that as well. I'm telling you, I promise you, because I feel like my mom too, she has always been like super upfront with me and has told me like, I feel like you've been in a very bad mood lately, or like, you know, you're just like, and again, that's also in those phases where I'm just not happy about myself. And I know that like all of that is temporary or whatever, but it just goes to show, you guys, and I am a true testament. And I be honest, I'm like so honest about this, you guys, because I know everyone goes through these emotions where they're just not feeling their best self. But honestly, in order for you to feel good and feel confident, you have to take the time to take care of yourself and invest in yourself. I think we touched on all of the topics today, you guys. Honestly, my voice is over here cracking. Let me drink some more water. But I really hope that you guys found a lot of value in this, because honestly, this is just the phase that I'm going through in my life, you guys, where I'm just feeling so much more confident in my decisions, in myself, physically, emotionally, mentally. Like, I feel like because I'm taking care of myself physically and internally, you guys, all of that radiates to the people around you. You have to take care of yourself in order to be able to take care of other people. And that means taking care of yourself mentally, physically, whatever other thing, you guys, that you feel like makes you a better person, do that. Take the time, invest the time, invest the money if you need to, you guys. Again, like I said, I feel like people living a luxury lifestyle, they think that it's super expensive, and it's not. Because to me, luxury is the feeling. It's how you feel. It's how confident you are. It's how you take care of yourself. And to me, that is luxury, Miss Girls. All right. I feel like we literally talked it all up. I hope you guys have such an amazing week, and I hope you guys found so much value in this. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you guys, leave me a comment on what is your favorite way of taking care of yourself, whether that's physically, mentally, and be honest, you guys. Be honest of what, like, the way that you feel like makes you feel much more confident, because it could help someone else. I always read your guys' comments on YouTube, and it's honestly so amazing. And I hope you guys read other people's comments on there as well, because I feel like sometimes it's just a good reminder that you are not alone, and you are not the only one going through things in life, and that you're not the only one going through obstacles and challenges. So yeah, you guys, I hope you guys have such an amazing week, and I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. And if you're just listening to me, girl, and you're on your way to work, on your way to the store, please drive safe, and I will catch you guys on next week's podcast. Adios.